Here you go.
Put this.
Yeah, put this on. Oh, hold on, belt up.
Molly. George and Jasper. Where are George and Jasper, Molly? Jasper and George.
Oh, for the love of God, it's drizzling. The hell was that? Oh. Drizzling. God damn. Let's see what the weather says. Stop pulling. Oh, God. The dog's getting out. So I just walked through the housing estate. Come on, dog sky, for God's sake. No. Dog sky's not playing. Right, here we go. Next hour, no precipitation lies. Light rain between 2 and 4. Light rain between noon and 4 tomorrow afternoon. Scheiße. Where you going? Let's go. So, going down the cut. Okay. So, the first thing I'd like to say is thank you very much to all. I can hear these flipping. The rubber cups are loose and it's squeaking in my ears. I hope it's not coming through on the recording, because that would be just annoying in your right ear about now. But thank you very much for all the people who actually comment or who make comments, post comments on my audio boom posts and say really nice things. I don't. When people do it on Twitter, I get them obviously straight away. Oh, Jesus, I just walked off the bloody path, jarred me back. So when people make comments on Twitter about my audio boom posts, obviously I get them straight away through push notifications. When people make comments on the audio with the audio boom app, then I've set it so that it emails me the comment, but in order to save battery, I kind of sync my emails every 3 hours. So, it's different when I'm in the house. I'll manually check it when I'm in the house. So, only... Wait, get back! Get back! The hell do we wander onto the road? When have we ever done that? Eh? Right. Walk on. She says, yeah, Dad, but there were no cars coming. Melanie, Gwenllian... Mac are probably the latest three people, and also Phil Sorrell, you're the latest four people, I think, to put comments on the audio boom. Oh, she's waiting for me to take the lead off. Off you go. Yeah, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. Sorry. who put comments on the actual audio boom post, and of course Bernie Goldback does as well. So thank you very much, you five people who I can think of off the top of my head. But I don't use the audio boom app at all, except for sending and receiving DMs, and I say that every single time. I don't really use the desktop that much. In fact, probably use the desktop version less than I use the desktop version to upload recordings like this one you're listening to now, where I have to edit the audio. Oh god, it's squeaking. It's because the cup, the rubber cup is loose. I hope it's not, hope there's no sound, because that'd be annoying as hell. No kind of squeaking or bashing, because I can hear it quite plain as day, really. So I'm out walking with Molly. It's quite late. It's 10 to 11 at night. For the last probably hour and a half, I've been on the Periscope app. I watched Rich Roberts, and we had this kind of weird conversation where he talks and I'll type a bit of text, and then he'll read it. I say eventually, you know, like sometimes the texts go through immediately, but sometimes there's a bit of lag of about up to 10 seconds. I did this Periscope a test before where I was broadcasting, and also I went onto my Twitter feed because it tweets out a link so you can watch the broadcast on your computer. And so I clicked on it, and there was definitely a 10 second delay on the computer when I was watching myself. So anyway, that it was quite fun. It was quite good to see Rich. I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of just getting. It's easy just to download it and register with Twitter by the tap of a button and get broadcasting with the tap of another button. And I was watching Andre Louis as well at Freaky Foof. I was watching him this morning, very briefly. I had to go to work though. It's very easy. What I didn't realise they did was, when you finish your broadcast, you've got the option to save to your camera roll. But as soon as you finish your broadcast, what happens is it uploads it for replay. And I thought replay was like just a replay there, but it actually uploads it for anybody to view it again and again and again. So the broadcasts kind of stay on your account, unless you delete them, of course. It's worthy of note that during this upload process, you can tap the old X button to stop it, and it won't upload, so it can't be played back. But basically, the replay replays everything that you look at on your screen. So all of the comments that come through, all of the hearts that appear, because you can, as a viewer, you can tap on the screen and a little coloured heart will kind of float up. I don't know exactly why, because there's a heart count as well. But you can like, there's a football here. Listen to this, football on the road. There's a heart count. It counts how many hearts that you send. It's so bizarre. Anyway, I downloaded the Meerkat app tonight, which was out before Periscope. I think it was actually out before Periscope. And basically what it was exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same thing as Periscope. But Twitter, because it's going straight across. Go straight across. Get off the road, clown. Oh, for God's sake. Just following this football. Meerkat uses your Twitter followers, and so Twitter disengaged that function. So Meerkat had to very quickly, in the space of a day, work out how to kind of sort their app out so people could use it again. Me and Molly playing football here. Well, she's pushing a football along with her head. You clever thing. Come on then, push it. No, get the ball. Get the ball. She's pushing the football back with her head. Good girl. Push it over here. Give us the ball. The ball. Get the ball. Don't get the ball. She runs after the ball. Stops it with her paws. Right. Give us the ball. Come on, ball. Ball. Get the ball. She's looking for a little red one. That's what she's doing. So basically, Meerkat is exactly the same. I haven't actually done anything with it apart from see its interface. I haven't viewed any broadcasts. Actually, I could do it now. Well, let's have a look. Let's see what we can see. Schedule, stream, upcoming, share your profile. You see, how do you find, right, Stephen Fry, I'll follow you. I can't. What's happening? Okay, so you can't see who's broadcasting now. Okay. Whereas if you go into Periscope, you can see who's broadcasting live. Well, I think it gives a list. Here's a list of three main ones. Ask me anything, let's go. Las Vegas, Kyle House. So if you tap on that, I'm running a 4G connection. It's loading. It shows a little map. Oh God, let's get out the wind. Here we go.
What's up? How are you? Hi from Detroit. Hello from Vegas. Burgers or pizza? Depends.
Pizza.
Pizza, actually, I guess. Santa Barbara, Missouri. Vegas. Are you from Vegas too? Hello from Kansas. Hi, Kansas. What do you do? I am a Viner and I work on a TV show called Downtown Podcast. What do you do? South Dakota, UK. Hello.
That's me,
Spit
UK.
Or swallow. Well, I mean, if it's Dr. Pepper, obviously I'm going to swallow.
Anyway, okay, so there you go. That was a live one. So you can see, so there's three main ones, three featured ones, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, 13 live ones that are listed as well on top of that. It's quite interesting, actually. I think the motto is like see the world through someone else's eyes or something daft like that. Oh, she's brought the ball. Good girl. Oops, that's a bit windy, isn't it? Oh, that's windy. Let's go around. Oh, do you know what that is? That means the rain's coming. Right, let's get around the corner of this building. Get the ball then. She's pushing the ball along with her forehead. A snout. I can see the cloud that's coming in from the west. Is that right? The west? Hang on. Where are we looking? North, east. Yeah, the west. Oh. Yeah, so. So I was out with the girls tonight on their bikes. I came home from work and quickly went down to Home Bargains to buy a bike pump. to blow their tyres up because, you know, they haven't used their bikes in so long, the tyres have gone flat. Now, that's a lie because they were just on them the other day. They must have gone on them when the tyres were flat. That's a bit naughty. So anyway, went out on the bikes, got them high-vis vests and... Hang on a minute, there's another football there. Whoa. Spooky. There's two footballs. Get that one. The football. Sorry about the wind, people. There's another football. Yeah, so I had the high-vis vests on and the helmets. And we went out and I showed them, you know, road positioning, lane positioning, and they can't ride one-handed in order to signal yet. So, but we do you know something? We did. Oh, what's that car? What's that car? That car shouldn't have been down there, and he's speeding off. Come on, Molly, let's go and have a look. That's people dumping rubbish. And he knows, he knows, he's seen me and he's sped off. Let's go and see what rubbish they've dumped, or what they've been doing down here. The car shouldn't be down this track. Come on, leave the ball. He's trying to get the ball. Right, straight across. Yeah, so we did kind of two sessions. The first session was like just over 5 kilometers, and the second session. Oh god, that's bad. The second session was like over just over 6 kilometers. Yep, I think that's people dumping rubbish. I think. Oh no, maybe just be reflecting. Look. And so they wanted to go out again, you know. We came back, I said, right, come on, we'll go for tea. And they said, oh no, can we go out again? Okay. Yeah, so we went out and we rode down to my work, and we did a bit of a loop. What's that say? All right, I'm just looking. I've got my torch here. My torch, the kind of flash on my phone as a torch, once we hit where I work, kind of turned on ourselves, went through some woods, so they got some experience. Well, I mean, we were riding on the hang on, I've pushed the audio boo out, haven't I? We were riding on the footpath anyway, so they got experience of riding on there through the woods. Yeah, I recorded an audio boo when I was doing it, wasn't I? Haven't I? Oh, God. What were these people doing down here? Let's have a look. It's spooky it is down here. This is where we were riding before, actually. Let's see. So you get people dumping rubbish down here. But they could have just been sitting in the vehicle, of course. I seriously doubt that. Looking all around. This is the place where they... People usually dump rubbish. So I found the weirdest thing on YouTube last night. This animation by a guy called Andy Firth, is it? Called Salad Fingers. Oh, well. So it was the most bizarre thing. The guy is either seriously disturbed or he's extremely clever. I think the former. But just do a search on YouTube for Salad Fingers. It's an animation, not for children, I would say, but it is bizarre. It's bizarre. weird animation, like stuff that they probably should have shown on Channel 4. But I remember, you know, 20 odd years ago, they used to show these weird, or even 30 years ago, these weird animations on Channel 4 that were, just did not make sense. This is much like that. Salad fingers. I sent Adrian Wicks a message to have a look at it. I think it kind of shocked him. Mal! Where's she gone? Molly! Oh, she's all the way up the road. Oh, I'm so glad it's the weekend. So glad. So, Mr. Philip Sorrell, am I talking SH1T now? For half an hour? I thought that was funny. You cheeky tinker. It's an in-house joke between me and Phil. And possibly Black 73 Cat and Turbo Stream. Oh, that fell out. What a minging night it is. It's this really fine drizzle. I wanted to do me flipping LED light strip tomorrow. I'm not happy about that. Molly? Molly? Right, wait. Right, let's go across. A bit windy that, people, sorry. Oh, it's a bit nippy. I'm wearing my Motorhome and Campervans UK Facebook page fleece jacket, which is actually really good. I'm a supporter of their, they invariably use their Facebook page more than the website. I don't think they've got a blog thing or a forum thing on their website. I think they kind of direct the traffic to the Facebook page. Some very knowledgeable people on there. Good advice for everything motorhomes and campervans, everything. Yeah, so we'll walk back now. And I don't know, play some Call of Duty. Oh, she's got the ball. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. She grabbed it in her mouth. I bet that's quite hard to grab. It is flat. You want to play with the ball? Oh. When I was a kid, they used to call these type of footballs cases. You know, leather football. It's flat, and I think she's punctured it even more. Right, come on, let we go. So yeah, Periscope, I really like it. I really like it. It's a shame it's not on Android, but you know, it is coming soon apparently. Come on. Yeah, apparently it is coming soon. So have a look at it. Just have a look at it. You don't have to broadcast, you can just watch and then probably wonder why. What people are doing it for, but I think I quite like it. You know, you get to see into a lot of people's lives and places. A bit nosy thing, really. Excuse me. Okay, kind of run out of things to say, really. So I will stop this binaural recording and bid you all adieu. 25 minutes in. See ya.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.